The Ottoman Wheelers open up the season at home against Camanita, a non-district matchup this year between two teams that have been traditional powers and know each other extremely well. They've met at the Dome here in the last few years as well. Joining us to talk about the season opener is head coach Sean Burks. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage. You know, year in, year out, it's always fun to check in with you guys. And this time of year, it's always exciting when everybody's 0-0 and a lot of optimism around everybody's program, and ours is no different. So we're excited for a real measuring stick Friday night.
Sean, with this matchup with Camanita, you guys not in the same district. You guys have had that before where you weren't in the same district, not a lot here recently, but this has grown into, I think, kind of a friendly rivalry with both of you teams being very successful here really in the last 8 to 10 years. Was it pretty easy to put them down as a non-district game and them to put you guys down when you found out you weren't going to be in the same district?
Yeah, you know, that was my first message went to Tom and Joe, you know, Tom at Exira and Joe at Cam, and just said, which one of you wants to be our one, which one of you wants to be our two? You know, those are the two that make sense. And fortunately for us, we got them both. So they're two teams that are close by. They bring a good gait. They're traditionally good at football. We play them in almost every other sport. It just made too much sense. And then, you know, as we get going here, you know, it's really exciting to get them week one, because you put some things in the off season. We had a scrimmage with our Weaver. You know, you're going to find out on Friday if these things are going to work for real or not, because Cam is so well coached and they're really good athletes. So you'll find out if you need to make some more major tweaks or not. So, you know, if you started off with a couple cupcakes, you might get some false confidence in some things and then have to readjust in the middle of the season. For us, you know, we can throw everything out there. We can give it our best. They can do the same thing. Hopefully we get each other better, prepare each other for the rest of the season, and hopefully walk away with it healthy and shake hands and truly wish each other the best of luck and hope to see them down the road. And, you know, when it's a little bit cooler and the game means a heck of a lot more than the non-district games. So, you know, I think we got a lot of mutual respect for each other's programs, for each other's kids. You know, kids know each other, you know, back and forth, but, you know, it's also, we both really enjoy competing against each other. It brings out the best in each other, and they've gotten the best of us recently after we've been getting the best of them. So, you know, we're itching for a chance to redeem last year and prove that our offseason, you know, we made some strides.
Coach, you mentioned the scrimmage against Arweva. I was over there last Friday. What was the things you took out of there that you really wanted to work on to get ready here for week one?
Oh, just kind of acclimate to the speed of the game a little bit. You know, there was a few plays where, you know, if we had reacted a little bit quicker and attacked it a little bit more, I think some of our guys, especially some of our younger guys or newer guys in starting spots, I think are still thinking a little bit more than just flying and playing. So once that really starts to click and they're a little bit more comfortable, you know, it'll start to happen. And we need that to happen sooner rather than later. It was the big one. And, you know, there's plenty to clean up. And we're sure glad we scrimmaged our Weaver. They did some good things to test us. We saw some things that we liked. We saw some things we didn't like. And I'm glad we didn't have all those learning curves against Cam week one, because that would have been a lot. So luckily for us, we were able to get out of it healthy, and we were able to learn a lot to hopefully be better prepared for this week against Cam.
Coach, you told me here earlier that Cam looks a lot like they did last year. Do you expect any tweaks to what they're looking to do, or do you think they'll be similar to what you've seen as far as style the last few years?
Yeah, I think they're willing to throw it a little bit more now that the speaker kid's a junior. You know, we're no different. You know, we had a sophomore quarterback last year. We wanted to run the ball a lot more to keep it close to the vest. But now you get a returning signal caller. You're a little bit more open in your playbook. And they've got some dynamic athletes. So, you know, they graduated a few guys in the trenches. So where last year they kind of leaned on the ground game and the big guys up front. Now they can really rely on their skill guys and their speed. So they're still going to want to run it down our throat. They're still going to want to be physical and then throw off of play action or, you know, misdirection, you know, motion, some of that stuff. But, you know, they don't want to drop back and throw it 30 times. Neither do we. But both teams, you know, want to throw when we want to. They're no different than us. But I think they're more comfortable throwing the ball now than they probably were last year or the year before. And they've got some nice weapons, and the speaker kid throws it really well. So they're definitely a test, because they can throw it and they can run it, you know, both equally successfully.
You mentioned Aaron for you guys, Aaron Olsen coming back last year, a starting quarterback as a sophomore. Where have you seen the growth in him?
You know, a lot of things. I think first and foremost, leadership. You know, he's a junior now. You know, last year as a sophomore, first year starter. You know, the youngest, one of the younger guys on the offense. But he's in a position of leadership at quarterback. It was kind of tough to make some of those decisions. You know, what am I going to say? Is it going to be taken seriously? Can I do this? And now he's been voted a captain, and the kids do respect him. So he's a lot more comfortable in the huddle. You know, being a leader. Secondly, is his throwing's come along. His mechanics are better. His arm strength's a little bit better. So I just watched the game from last year just recently again, and you know, his mechanics from last year, his arm strength from last year, there were some balls against Cam that probably could have been completed, but you know, it was early in his career. It was early in the season. He looks a little bit better right now. And there were times Friday night against Arweva that I thought he threw the ball pretty well. So, you know, that's to me the leadership and the throwing. And then obviously I think the other big one is he understands what we're trying to do. He's getting more and more on the same page as me. You know, he's sending me messages on, you know, after practice and on the weekends. I think we can run this and I think we can run that. And it really gels with what we try to do with the philosophy. So he's starting to see that game. So I think the game's starting to slow down for him. So, you know, between his leadership, between the game just kind of slowing down and really making more sense to him and developing more as a passer, I'm excited to see his growth here as a junior.
Mentioning him, it makes me think of your guys' run game. You've had a lot of success running your quarterbacks here, really over the last three or four quarterbacks you've had. Who steps up? Is it Evan Ault? Who else maybe steps up in that run game to take a little pressure off of Aaron this year in that run game?
Yeah, you know, we want it to be a little more balanced than we have in the past. You know, Aaron's, you know, he's an explosive, he's a dynamic kid, but we don't want to wear him down as the year goes on. And last year I'm guilty of running a lot of empty sets and just running him and, you know, telling the defense, hey, we're going to run the left, right, or up the middle based on what you give us. And it works at times, but we're going to try to get the ball in Evan's hands a little bit more. He's had a really good off season. He's strong. He's put together. He's got a little shake in him out in the open field too. But he's not scared to run you over if he doesn't have another angle. So I needed to do a better job last year. You know, I just did not get the ball in Evan's hands enough. We didn't have enough in the playbook. That was a major focal point for me in the off season was to try to get the ball to Evan more. So in the scrimmage, I thought we did a better job of that. And then Zeke Conkler is now, you know, he was a state track kid for us. He had some glimpses Friday night in the scrimmage too. He's more of our, you know, our slot guy taking Manny Beiswinger's job. So, you know, the screen game, the crossers, the slot receiver type thing. But also putting him in motion and handing the ball a little bit too, if we can, but it's definitely going to be more Aaron and Evan for us. And then, you know, mix Zeke in, mix the pass game in with Edward and Austin and Gabe and Eli and some of those, as well as Evan and Zeke.
A chance to take advantage of Edward's height in that pass game?
You know, that he definitely has the height advantage most weeks when he comes in. There's no doubt about that when you've got a kid like that. So, yeah, we're definitely going to try to use our tight end in the blocking game and then, you know, release him in the play action game. You know, last week he had a nice catch in the screen game. It's just nice having a kid that cerebral. You know, he's really smart. He understands football. He understands sports. He understands leverage. He's a lot more athletic than he was a couple of years ago. So he's a nice weapon to have for sure.
Coach, everybody else has went back to school. This might be something that would affect you more later on, but most of the time you coaches like to have your kids in kind of a rhythm and a habit with everybody else being in school and you guys not. Will that impact you guys at all, or do you think with your guys not being used to school, it'll actually benefit you to not be in school right now?
You know, I don't think it'll be a factor. You know, when it comes down to it, it's going to come down to blocking, tackling, and those things that every Friday night comes down to. You know, the heat isn't going to impact one side more than the other. The refs aren't going to impact more one side more than the other, any of those things. So we're going to try to have a plan in place because we're going to need to figure it out for next week too. You know, we're going to have two games before school's in session. So we'll figure it out this week. And if we want to make some changes, we'll make changes before we, you know, head east next week on a road trip to Colonesco.
Well, Coach, we appreciate all your time here today. Wish you the best of luck. I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game on Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. They'll host the Cougars of Camonita coming up on Friday night.